How's that treating you, that thing?
This grand.
I always end up fucking fiddling about with it anyway.
Right.
Fiddling about your cat.
What the fuck's happening?
Cock!
What's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter bonus podcast. Today is a Friday. One of the rare weeks where I actually deliver two podcasts.
Nice!
Whenever I promise to do so. But you know what? I'm a big believer in... It's got to be good, you know what I mean? I want to put out a good one. Don't want to just give you a pile of shit for the sake of it. You know what I'm saying? So here we are, avec Aaron McCann.
Avec chocolate milk.
Two fat bastards with a chocolate milk. That is the fattest fucking thing of all time, isn't it? Can I have liquid fat? Nah, don't taste good enough. Can I put chocolate in the liquid fat? Yes.
I know, I bought a bottle of River Rock because I was like, I probably should... take water sometimes, and then saw this in the fridge and was like, well, can't pass that up.
See, at least you recognize that you might need water sometimes. Mickey just walks around like a fucking, just a wee desert lizard. Crispy. Anyway, congratulations. Probably the most action on any podcast ever. Our last one that we did together, where we talked about culty strip clubs.
Oh, yeah.
People love that shit.
Nice, nice.
People absolutely love that, so don't say nice. You know what I mean? Fuck's sake.
Don't make me laugh while I'm taking chocolate milk. It's too thick.
But everybody seemed to love that a lot. And I think it introduced a lot of people to the podcast. You know, I got a lot of feedback, people saying, this is the first one I've listened to, you know? And I've listened to it four times, and I'm hooked.
That crack is identical to Buckfast.
What fucking looper was like the best 12 cracks? Like, they knew how many times it clicked before the
lip. No way it's 12.
No, maybe 9 or something.
I'd debate that.
But so, yeah, somebody was like, oh, the best, say it was best eight clicks. Like,
it's very autistic.
What psycho sitting there going,
quite that, sir.
That's nice, boy.
It is, though, the best, whatever amount of clicks it is, it's the best you'll hear, like. It's a sign of a party getting started.
No.
How's that treating you?
That is.
What's your review?
Delicious.
Yeah.
That is fucking... Nice.
It is very nice.
But it doesn't taste like a Yazoo one. It tastes more like Bailey's than it tastes like...
No, it tastes like actual milk with just a little bit of chocolate flavour in it. Yazoo tastes like... To be fair, Yazoo is great too, like, but it doesn't taste like milk.
I told you about the time I opened the Yazoo and it was off. And I was hungover. And I fucking ripped the lid off and went, here we go. And put it to my lips and just took like one like that. And it was smelled like fucking goat's cheese.
Oh,
I was like... Disgusting! Rank?
There could be more disgusting than off Yazoo. Did it have like clumps in it? Or was it just
I didn't get that far.
Fucking hell.
It was just so... Oh fuck, it was so acidic. I just had to be like, nope, can't do it.
Leaping.
Gross. Anyway, before I play the intro here, what have I got to plug? Anyway, the Odyssey tickets are on sale. If you go on, it's fucking scary when you go onto the website to book a ticket. Because there's like whole areas of a stand that are like, have, I don't know what chunk, like one chunk might have like 200 seats or something. And there's like one seat here and then one up here. Just singles.
Yeah.
And then you go to the next section and like every section looks mainly full. But like, you know, there's definitely tickets left.
Yeah, it's always the way when people buy like groups of four or three. But
get on it, guys. It's on sale. It probably will sell out, I would say. If there's over 2/3 of them sold, it will fucking sell out. And we're months out.
You're ages away, like.
So get that. I don't know what the next Lavery's is going to be. Probably, who's on? I can't even fucking remember. I'm terrible. Terrible at this shit. Anyway, keep an eye on me. Just follow me on Instagram. I'll post all the shit. But buy an Odyssey ticket. I've had an idea for a new Dead All Mafia t-shirt. And it is goddamn swag central. Keep an eye out for that too. If you have anything to plug while you're here. This is how it goes, by the way, Mickey Bartlett. Here's my guest, Aaron. Do you have anything to plug while we're at it? Instead of just coming on to plug your fucking Ulster Hall gig?
if you would be so kind as to buy a ticket to one of my tour dates, that would be great.
Just follow the man on social media.
Yeah.
And sure enough, there'll be a link to different shit.
I have a decent Instagram handle now. McCann Comedy.
Not great, you know, but getting there. We're getting there.
It used to be OFWJKTAARON, so...
Wankstein.
Slight improvement.
That is unbelievable. Anyway, I'll play the intro. I've got a surprise for the video listeners. The General Banter Podcast with Paul and Jettis. This man will make your liver quiver. Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Geddes.
Geddes. Geddes. Geddes.
Fuck you. Now, will I have to cut in the, I can't see.
It's weird, if you're listening, you'll not notice any difference whatsoever.
Yeah, if you're listening, you'll not see any difference. But if you're watching this, what I'm wearing, I can't even touch wood, it gives me the fucking willies. I'm wearing a bespoke balaclava created by Maureen's uncle's wife, which is a Dead On Mafia logo replica.
You would honestly think there'd be some sort of difference in sound when you're wearing a balaclava, but...
Well, the mouth's
exposed. You'd be uninformed.
The mouth's exposed, yeah. Dan. I mean, that's what I always wondered about the troubles. You know, if someone's like, get in the fucking van, and someone's like, Billy, is that you? No. Get in the fucking van.
What's it like? Can you breathe through your nose now?
No, not very well. It's the vision, really, is the problem. Oh, right, they're fixed.
You couldn't do coke on it?
You couldn't do coke with this. It definitely traps smells, so someone's probably been cooking like a Sunday roast last time they were knitting this.
What can you smell? OXO cubes?
No, just spuds, like hot spuds. But no, what it smells like? It smells like other people have had it on for a while. You know, that sort of old saliva. But, but yeah, there we go. Fucking hell. I couldn't be in a paramilitary gang because I would just be like, this, I'm sweating, lads.
You just said smell of old spuds and I can't, my mind's racing.
You got a fucking heart on.
Yeah. That should be a Yankee Candle scent. What? Roast buds.
It would be stinking.
Yankee Candle.
We're having a good chat. You were just right before we started. First of all, I want to tell everyone a thing that happened today. I was, if you go on my Instagram, hopefully I'll have put the clip up by then, but I was like fucking standing outside my house and I was like, oh, look at all the beautiful birds in the sky. And there was thousands and thousands of something. Thrushes. I don't know what sort of bird it was.
Starling, did you say?
I don't know.
That's the first time I've ever heard that breed of bird in my life. So
starling?
Starling, aye.
Fucking loser. But
ain't no starlings around the road, lad.
Yeah, what? Starlings?
Ain't no starling. Google me a starling and see what it looks like.
A fucking bird. A wee black bird. Starling.
Starling blank.
There.
So what's the difference between, God forbid, that and your standard blackbird? Welcome to the General Banter.
Fucking birdwatching society. Fuck all, by the looks of it. A couple of spots. A couple of fucking spots. That one's pretty sexy, though. Murdered out. All black.
That's like the Rick Ross of birds.
I'll be shitting on bitches. But anyway, the sky's full of these fucking things. And I'm like, that is beautiful. And I got the car washed yesterday. And as I turned round, the car was polka dot with shite.
Yeah, it looks like someone's put like a bunch of blue tack on your car from bird shit. That's so standard though, isn't it? To like appreciate nature like once every so fucking 2 years and then your car's covered in shit from it.
That's the payoff.
That's what you get for appreciating.
Did you enjoy those beautiful birds? No, your car needs fucking driven into the sea.
I remember seeing a bird one time.
So much shit on it.
And a fucking delivery driver just fucking pelted it.
A bird?
Like it got stuck in the wheel.
Ugh.
Of the delivery bike.
Oh, that's me slagging you to death. He hit the bird, what happened?
Yeah, like it was down Botanic, and like I was just like listening to music and like staring at this bird. Don't know, I was listening to Frank Ocean or something, getting real introspective.
Staring at birds, listening to Frank.
Staring at birds, listening to Frank, and then this delivery driver just came and fucking wiped it out, like.
Fuck.
And it put me in a bit of distress now.
I've never seen an owl. In my life.
Have you actually not?
But the only time I seen one, the sun is so bright. The only time I seen one was I was driving home after a gig by myself at night, about 1 a.m. And one literally just came out in front of the windscreen, like, and then did a big U-turn. But it came at the windscreen, big fucking eyes and everything. And then it just whipped away. And it literally was like the wingspan of it was about that fucking size.
Oh, they're fucking monsters, like.
Oh, they're crazy. I love the fact that like, everyone's like, you know, eagles and whatever, and an owl will just rip a fucking eagle to death.
Will fuck you up, like.
It'll just, an eagle will be sitting eating like a fucking goat that it just killed, and the owl will just take the goat and the fucking eagle and be like, see you later, bitch.
Have you ever seen anything on Twitter of like an owl, like it gets angry face, and the whole fucking face like distorts?
You serious?
And it's the most scary looking shit you've ever seen.
Can I just Google it?
I'm not sure.
Because you made it up?
No, I swear to God, it might have something I have to show you later, but it's cool as shit. Like
Our Angry Face. Our Angry Face.
Look up Our Angry Face GIF, maybe. But yeah, there's. What do you think of lads getting oil tattoos?
I saw there was a dude and his name was Ezra in the front row of Lavery's that night, and he had a fucking oil tattoo, the OVO tattoo.
The nicest tattoo I've ever seen was an oil tattoo. It was like an oil and a clock. Some lad in Ibiza.
We on E's trying to go with
him. Like, it was like something like that, basically. But like the oil's face, like switches. Like it literally just switches moods. Okay. That one, try that one top
this
right.
One?
Yeah, I think that's it. So it's the end of that. That's the end of that GIF.
Oh, so it's like all big eyes, and then it just goes.
Yeah, it's all cute and whatever, all cuddly, and then just immediately changes into "we'll fuck you up" mode. Like, this should be it. Yeah, this is it.
I did like. Hello, I did like. Oh, there's a fucking harp ad. Harp. If you'd rather the taste of harp than cat piss. Harp's not bad, actually. The worst bit about harp is the hangover you get. So happy face.
See that?
Oh boy.
Vicious.
There's no sound in this or what? Oh, it just tucks its whole face in.
See that?
Fuck me.
That is nature, bro.
That's like literally like a transformer. It just goes, hey, motherfucker. Yeah.
It's scary as shit.
That might not even be anger. That might just be like, how does its whole face just transform?
Yeah, see, that's like.
Like, that's what you're expecting to hear there.
Twitter educates.
And then this is it in slow-mo. And then just, motherfucker. Yeah. Crazy.
Evil-looking bastard.
Crazy. I remember watching a program one time, and they were like, oh, and here's some droppings from an owl, and it was just fucking massacre of bones.
I thought you were going to be on about it. Shit. Droppings from an owl.
No, it was. That's what it was. But it just fucking...
It just shut out bones?
It just fucking ate about 10 animals and shit out bones.
That's fucking like goddamn savage. Just shut out a KFC bucket.
Me and you had a great... I should have given you my orange Carhartt hat. I'll tell you something. That might be one of the few...
Mate, it won't fit my head.
I promise you. It might be one of the
few... It won't fit my head.
It might be one of the few hats that would.
I've got hats of Looky Looky Man in Sunny Beach that don't fit my head. And those things fuck are fucking... Mean? Like, you know the guys who are like, you want to buy a pair of sunglasses?
I know who they are, but I mean, like what's the significance of them selling you money?
They're like fake hats, and they're like notoriously large. Like the fucking, like, the snapback on them goes to fucking, like, 12 pins. And on the 12th pin, it still looks stupid. There's bound to be a business out there that makes...
Try one of these Carhartt ones on, because they are big.
I'll try one of them on, yeah. There's bound to be a snapback
business. Because I'm on about the fifth click on it.
And
that's my head, so you could probably take it out another... You could take it down another four.
How many clicks is there?
I don't know.
Your fifth, and is it about, like, halfway through the hat? Or, like, yeah?
Fuck me. Yeah. But you throw it on, see what it looks like. I'll give you one. I'll give you your first hat.
Yeah, I'd love to have a hat. Like,
more hat. Such a starting a GoFundMe for Aaron's fucking loaf.
Legit. If someone's bound to have made a business that is hats for big headed people, like,
let's find out.
I don't know why I have such a fucking huge skull. Like, it's probably my old boy's jeans.
Snapbacks. No, I think you do need to go into, like, Lids. You know that shop in America? Snapback hats for large.
The first result was four toddlers.
Certainly not. Let me see. XXXL baseball hats. Thousands in stock. Huge variety. Buy a hat store. It looks such crap hats.
Oh my God, they're so shit.
Such dad boner hats. 3XL. No, you wouldn't wear any of them. You're better off with no hat. I'll let you try one of these Carhartt hats on. They're huge.
3XL hat size is ridiculous. Like, I would pray that
this video's called Snapback Hats for Big Heads. Is this guy's doing a play, is he? Some other fucking loaf in America.
Yo, what up, you two? I just want to make your video for boys, large size men like me. I don't think that really got to do nothing with the size of your head, but I don't know. But people who got big head in general, who got real thick dreads, or who maybe who had real thick long hair.
No, you don't have any dreads, but your head's still like a fucking bison.
You gotta be real careful, but if you got a small head with thick dreads, you good. This video ain't for you. You got long hair, with a small head. I mean, this video ain't for you. You can just go ahead and click all, but...
I don't know whether
he's getting all the people that it's not made for out of the way. I like that. He's getting, you know...
I don't know whether his head is big or he's just had an injury and that's why he sounds like that. And his head's a bit swollen. I tell you who sent the hat. Shout out to our boy Tim in fucking San Fran. He sent me a fucking, like, care package with goddamn, like, San Francisco, like, t-shirt and a hat. And the hat's big as fuck.
Oh, Tim Brooks. He's a good lad.
Yeah, shout louder on the mic. Yeah. But you try that hat on. Because that's fucking enormous.
Yeah. Mm? Yeah, is that how I look? Is my head as big as that guy's?
No, that's a black man, Aaron. You don't look like that. You act like
don't,
it.
Don't tell me that.
No, I've been fucking trying my whole life to be black.
Did you find that playlist of the 2000s hip hop intros?
No, but I'll have a gander now. What were we talking about right before this started? You were like...
Amateur porn.
What was the context? You were like, I can't bust a pro porn now?
I can't bust a pro porn anymore because it's too... Sounds like a Kanye bar.
I can't bust a pro porn anymore.
I can't bust
Put my dick in your mouth. Best line of any song ever.
That's amazing. It's one of my favorite
songs. Put my dick in your mouth. But he laughs, so it's
on
okay.
Site. Yeah, it's... I can't really HD, really well shot porn. I can't really get off to it anymore. I need like amateur porn. Like, I could watch a Riley Reid video for 20 minutes and whatever, but if I watch a video of someone giving a suck job in a Dunstore's toilet.
Squirt, squirt. Riley Reid.
Recorded on a Sony Ericsson Walkman. That's what I meant to. I want that pixelated porn. The spunk comes out looking like 8-bit.
Meep, 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 meep. How spelled Riley?
R-I-L-E-Y.
Which, fuck it.
She's got a podcast now, like she's
she's like kind of ranked, but like
there's something about her.
Oh yeah, she licked your asshole. That's what it's about her.
She's a dirty clart.
She's a dirty bastard. But it is funny because like it's just context. You know what I mean? Throw her in a fucking, you know, tracksuit and a pair of slippers and she's buying fags at a garage in some housing estate and you would look sideways at her. There she is, deep throating a microphone that's bigger than this one.
That is mental.
What do you call him? Logan Paul? Is that Logan Paul?
Oh, yeah, so it is, yeah. He's mental, is he not?
Yeah.
Complete sociopath.
Do you know what? Do you know what would be crazy? Like, if there was anyone out there who, like, did porn or something,
mm-hmm.
It would be good to do a podcast with them. Because I'm sure a lot of people probably look at, like, comedians and go, like, fuck, I don't know how you could ever... It's two very different things. But, like, people are always like, I don't know how you could ever get up there and talk. That's, like, my absolute worst fucking nightmare. Yeah. It would be good to talk to, like, a porn star and be like...
I don't know how you take a load in the chin, like...
Not even that. Just, like, how are you cool with just people seeing what your asshole looks like?
Yeah.
And then they're probably just like, well, everyone's asshole is more or less the same, so who gives a fuck? And you're like, well, fair enough. Let's get our assholes out.
Yeah, an interview with... I told you about the fucking girl in my house that was a stripper. Yeah. And like, I gained such a insight
boner.
Into her world.
Gained such a hard penis talking to her. It's crazy.
And then I came back here and girls are tweeting things like, I'm just going to stop revising for these exams and be a stripper. And I'm like, you do not have... The athletic ability, the charisma.
Or the work ethic.
Or the on-stage presence to be a stripper, love.
Yeah. You can't even correctly lie about the jobs you've applied for when you go to the W, Trump. What am I looking for? Am I looking for this fucking playlist here?
Oh, yeah, if you can get it.
Right, this is going to take some...
That just when you said about that Logan Paul guy too, that Shane Dawson.
Yeah.
He made a documentary about him, like basically saying if he was a psycho and...
About who?
About Logan Paul, but it's like fucking 9 hours long, like I couldn't watch it. But he was a big thing about him coming on his cat or something, and he had to put out an apology on Twitter. And it was
he jizzed on his cat,
and he was like, I didn't come on my cat, I didn't whatever. And but the tweet is so like to the point, and the apology, it's hilarious. Like,
I just to talk about something equally as uncomfortable, have you seen that new Louis Theroux documentary?
No.
He's basically I'm literally wearing these because I need them. It's so fucking bright coming out of it. Jesus.
Is this one about on American campuses?
Yeah, like people who've been accused of rape. Now, one of them, you're like, I definitely think there was confusion there and you're both young and it's a bit silly and there was a bit of regret or pressure and the girl is fucking come forward saying she was assaulted and it was genuine, like, confusion. Mm-hmm. And then the other guy, you're like, you've raped everybody.
Yeah.
You rape everyone, mate. Just come, you know, like, there's a few people, I've ran into a few people in my life where, like, they're talking and you're like, I'm not getting a real person here. You know, and you know what I mean? It's like mm-hmm. complete fucking put on attitude and like personality. And you're like, you're a fucking sociopath. You don't know how to.
Mr. Party Party and shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Worse than that even. But you're just like, I know that I'm not. I know that all of this is bullshit.
There's some lads like that are complete rapists. Like,
oh yeah, without a doubt. And this guy was like, what? How am I, you know, like, how am I supposed to answer that? How does one answer a question like that? And then you're like, the question was, did you fucking rape her? Where would I even begin to answer that? Well, if you didn't, you would just go, no. That's what I always think. Like, if someone would turn around to me and they were like, oh, you've been fucking, like, accused of rape, and I didn't do it, there would be anger.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be going, what do you mean? What do you think this does to a person's life? You'd be like, I don't fucking rape anybody.
It's like that R. Kelly shit.
Fuck
where it's you. Like, you know, are you attracted to young girls?
And fucking
he's like,
kill me, man!
He's like, how young's too young? And you're like, that's yeah. not what you say, yeah. you dick. That's not what you say. And I'm now he's screaming, flipping tables. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to do that bit at the minute where I'm like, everybody's a pedo. But most of us just wait.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, you're trying to do that thing of like, and it's absolutely fine for women to do it, the boys, because it did, I seen it on TV when it was like on Loose Women, and they were talking about One Direction or something at the time, and they were like, aren't they handsome young men? Ooh, blah, blah. And you're like, that's fine for a woman to be like, fuck, he's all right, isn't it? He'd get, you know, it's all right for him to fire a bit of dick about.
Do you think pedo is like something you're born with? Or yeah. do you wake up and you're a pedo?
No, it's usually abuse based.
Yeah.
It's usually something happened to you.
But you're born with a mental stigma that you will be attracted to kids?
No. No, it's you. I mean, sometimes. I mean, there was a dude on a show that I watched, and the guy was like, he was like, I'm a pedophile, and I've never done anything about it because I know it's like the worst fucking thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But he was just. Now, of course, the guy was bald, but with long hair, like Hulk Hogan, and then had a fucking hook for a hand. He's like a cartoon pedo.
Yeah.
But he was like, yeah, he goes, I just remember falling in love with this girl when I was that age. He's like, when I was like fucking 11 or something, I saw this girl who I thought was like the most beautiful creature I'd ever seen. And he goes, that's what I'm attracted to ever since. And you're sort of like, okay, that's, okay. Maybe that can happen.
Jink pedo is like.
But like, it's fucked up.
Jink, like they discover that they're a pedo, like, you know, like in a superhero movie when the guy discovers he has the powers, like they just walk into a shop one day and they see like a Kinder Maxi bar and they see the kid in it and they're like, oh, fuck.
No, I don't think so.
No.
I think that either you're attracted, like that guy, you're attracted to like young girls or young boys and it just not, it doesn't go away no matter what age you are.
Yeah.
Because you kind of are like a dirty old man forever.
Yeah.
Like when you're 18.
Even when you're 22.
When you're 18, you'd absolutely fuck an 18-year-old.
Yeah.
But if you're sitting there and you're like 65.
Yeah.
And there's some 18-year-old bounding past with their titties all over the place, you're like, you'd still bang her.
You're, you know, yeah.
Like it doesn't go away. You're not a dirty old man, you're just a fucking man.
Yeah.
You know, you're just like fucking got those chameleon eyes for titties.
That Ricky Gervais afterlife. But when he's walking past the school,
yeah,
and the kid shouts out pedo, and he's like, I'm not a pedo, and if I were, you'd be safe, you dumb little ginger cunt.
Yeah,
I really lost my shit to that.
I love that. That was one of those moments where I watched it in the trailer, and I was like, I hope that's not by far the best bit in the whole thing.
Yeah.
Kind of was. But, brilliant. Very funny. I think this is the fucking, is it? No, hip-hop and R&B. I don't know, let me play some tunes.
Immediately into Britney. Oh, this is like a pop throwback.
Yeah, it is just rap. I think this might be it. Hope. Guess Whose Podcast Not Getting Monetized on YouTube.
Oh, this is ignorant here.
Yeah, well, we're kind of discussing how, I mean, this is funny because I talked about this in the podcast and then someone tagged me on Twitter where some girl was like sitting and it was like, turn the fucking mic up. And she's like, it's up.
Oh, the Fat Joe thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, if anyone did it first, I'm not, you know, in a competition, but it was me. But there's definitely... I'm going to be massive. It's going to be such a letdown now because when I was sitting listening to this in the car, I was like, there's so many that open so aggressive. Even if it's like a wee lovey-dovey song.
There's that Ja Rule song of Ashanti. And,
but all the songs start like that and it's like, show me your pussy!
Yeah.
Like, just trying to fucking like...
There's one where he's with Ashanti and his opening line is like, I got a fetish for fucking you with your skirt on. But it's like a love song. We all my. Yeah. Come on, come on. Beats, bro. Beats hanging on this. I'll download this later. To everybody that be living it up, we say.
Yes, sir. We're going to have quite the drive to Newcastle.
Yeah,
tonight.
Yeah, yeah. Listen to Snoop smoking weed vibes.
do you know what? I'm not gonna be able to find the fucking playlist while we're sitting here, but there was one that was just so.
Is it funny how there's like a couple of tunes from this that like slid their way into teenage discos?
Oh yeah.
Like I remember Move Bitch being a big tune.
Oh yeah.
In Mantis. DMX, X Gonna Give It To You.
Move, just in a fucking teenage disco.
Yeah.
Move, bitch! Get out the way! Get out the way, bitch! Get out the way! Do you want to get a Red Bull? Move, bitch! The bouncers are literally saying the same thing. Move, bitch! Get out the road! Oh, these are fucking...
Bangin'. Yes, I love that.
Those early fucking Pharrell beats.
White as shit.
Okay, podcast over. Podcast over. This playlist is
this
absolute
lethal.
Flames.
This is.
Oh my god. This is so ridiculous. Yeah.
This is like the no jumper of Dun Gannon.
No sweater. No diesel. So ridiculous. Like,
I tell you what.
Oh, this is what I was getting to. In that fucking documentary. The dude goes, you know, he's like a complete psychopath, but he's got those like crazy black eyes. The people, you know, when their eyes so brown, it's black.
Yeah.
And the guy's talking, he's like, and he's from like Pakistan originally, but sort of half American. He's like, and the thing was, she would ask like, and you know, when someone's telling a story and you're like, red flag, red flag, red flag. Mm-hmm. He's like, well, we were at a party and she was drunk and I was drunk. Everybody was drunk. And I did witness her throwing up twice.
Red flag.
Red flag. Two red flags. And he's like, but then she grabbed my hand and we went into the side alley and we started making out and she went down to give me oral sex and she asked me what I liked and I said I like to go deep. And I was like, red flag. You know, yeah. Who talks like...
We've got a golf course lined up here of red flags.
But you know what I mean? It's like you're going like, who says that on a first, you know, like, what do you like? And he's like, I like to go deep. And she knows what he means straight away. Instead of going like, go deep where? And he goes, oh, I want to put my dick in your stomach, essentially. And and then he goes, and she did. And I was she was giving me oral sex and I was going deep. And then she threw up again. Red flag! And And you're just like, hey, this whole scenario is rape central.
What do you like? Is there a good response to that?
It's like, it's.
What do you like? Roasties.
What do you like? Well.
What do you like? Backed rhinoceros bacon.
I know. Most fellas would just be like, listen, you know, we're going to bang like I just got out of prison and we'll be here all day.
Listen,
that's what I like.
I told you about like one time getting asked, what do you want me to do? And I was so taken aback by the question. Because you know the way dudes always be like, oh man, if some girl asks me free range, I just fuck.
Yeah.
And then you're in the situation and
just,
you turn
just
into
tell
like
them a, you want to go deep now.
You turn into a wee boy. Yeah, that's the go-to reply, isn't it?
If someone's like, and you go, I want to go deep. And they go, where? And you go, we'll find out.
What do you want to do the night, McCann? Let's fucking go deep, boys.
I'm going deep. I'd be like, let's see the dick. Let's see how deep we're going. You know, you mad Pakistani serial killer.
So what happened then? Once he'd give this, was this to, he was given this Louis Theroux?
Yeah, and I love the way he just sits and stares at people. Like, there's no reaction whatsoever, good or bad, just staring at him. And the guy was like, yeah, so it got a bit weird. And then I think the story was she'd barfed a couple of times and then they stopped banging. And then he was like, she was like, come back and lie beside me. And he goes back in the bed. And it was the way he said it. He's like, I'll be honest, if I'm being generous, we started having sex. And if I'm being generous, I probably didn't last more than about 25 seconds. So I think he's banging her in the mouth, right?
Mm-hmm.
She goes, bokes everywhere.
Lava.
She feels a bit bad. He feels a bit weird. She's like, come on back over. Also, mate, who, you know.
25 seconds is a weird one. Like,
I wouldn't kiss Maureen in the mouth if she just barfed. You know what I'm saying? You're fucking. But she, and then she's like, and then I think they did actually have sex, and he just fucking got squirt in 20 seconds, and then he felt weird, and then he went and slept on the couch or something. But I think he was trying to say that, like, oh yeah, we had this weird fucking sexual thing, and then he didn't sort of hang out with her or be cool, and then she's decided that it was rape. But then also just 20 seconds of the guy talking, and I was just like, oh yeah, he's a rapist.
Yeah.
I think the guy just had a fucking serial killer, like, what? Oh, like, he, you know, just bad acting, like the worst acting ever. Like, oh, really? I didn't know that. How does one do that? How exactly would you, you know? And he, oh, actual line, I did not have sexual relationships with her.
Oh, he's been watching JFK videos.
Clinton, mate.
Or Clinton.
Remember, JFK blew his head off.
Yeah, that's
Clinton
what it was.
Clinton blowing loads.
Yeah.
You knew there was some sort of blowing going on.
I knew someone took a shot. Like
the Lewinsky to the back of the head. Both of them took a shot. The back of the
Who shot JFK and who got shot on by Clint?
Yeah, that's what they call it. They call it the JFK if you jizz in the front of your face.
Whoa. Is this an actual thing?
No, I'm making it up. But the JFK is blowing a load in the front and the Lewinsky is on the hair. And then the Abraham Lincoln's the back of the head. I think that's a Dave Vitale joke.
That's hilarious.
Or the Lincoln, as I call it.
That's hilarious.
Funniest cunt alive.
I wish I had more knowledge in American presidents to keep that going, but...
But... The... yeah, it's a fucking weird documentary. You have to watch it. But sorry, I still haven't got to the one fucking point. This dude had some sort of weird experience with a girl and vice versa. And he was cleared of whatever, and then he decided, I'm going to sue the fucking university, because the university just kind of are like, oh, you've got any sort of allegations floating over your head, see ya.
They just kick him out.
They just chuck you out. Meanwhile, this was like Yale or Harvard or something, and there's literally one frat house that were like, with 12 incidents of sexual, you're like, fucking rape city in there, what's going on? And then there was this dude was basically telling a story, but he's doing it as his ma is just sitting in the room, and I was just sitting, and then I was feeling her breasts, and then I went to put my hand down her panties, and also American, stop saying panties.
Yeah,
unless it's
rapey.
Unless
enough.
It's in a porno, don't be like, and then I took her panties off.
Then I slipped the nags off.
I slipped the hand down the cacks and
dropped the paw.
Dropped Slip the mitt and denied, sir. Denied.
Slip the mitt and pray.
Richie Ramos new tune. Slip the mitt. Slip. That she'll go all the way.
There is something about American colleges that, because like, no doubt that shit goes on everywhere, but there's something about American colleges that have a far more rapey vibe in general, of all those frat houses and
Do you know what I think it is? I think it's like, you know, a lot. Say over here, you get a lot of, I don't mean rapey shit, but you get a lot of, you know, you fucking get a lot of underage drinking, a lot of raking about done by the time you're 18.
Yeah.
Whereas they have to wait right till they go to college, and even then it's kind of illegal to still be drinking a bit. You know what I mean? It's like literally illegal to be drinking.
Yeah.
So everything's kind of restricted a lot more, and then I think they just go fucking buck mad. And then another point Maureen made was that guy probably watched fucking a bunch of, you know, teen movies and stuff and was like, oh yeah, you just go to college and people fucking suck your dick.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Fucking no worries.
But that's apparently what it's kind of like as well. Is like,
well, that's what he actually was saying. Like, whenever I went to Yale, I was kind of a strange, exotic, you know, foreigner, and I definitely took advantage of that. And you're like, fucking. No, but he didn't mean like that. I think he meant a lot of people were interested in him because he was a fucking weird wee brown boy from somewhere.
Yeah.
You know?
He wasn't talking about cleaning up in person, no.
No, that's what he did. Yeah, that's what he meant. Yeah. He was just like.
That's so creepy.
He meant he was getting a lot of attention because he was like the weird.
Oh, okay.
It's like anything, like a new person starts at a fucking school and everyone's like, look at this, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, gargle, gargle. But the guy talking when his ma was there and he's like, and I slipped a hand and was denied and we were having sex and the ma's right beside him all supportive. And I'm like, put the kettle on, fucking Patricia, will you? Fucking take a wee walk for 5 minutes.
That's terrible. That is, oh my God.
Fucking awful. Like, and then there was one other group. It wasn't funny at all because she was in that fucking house that had like fucking 10 rapes in it. And I don't want to judge, but I thought it was a trans girl.
Mm-hmm.
Big unit.
Big unit.
Big unit. And she was saying like, oh yeah, just, she goes, I don't know, all my mates were talking and the you know, the thing was, oh yeah, we pile in here and, you know, you suck dudes' dicks. That's what the crack was. She's like, you got to give them blowjobs if you're at a party.
You got to give them blowjobs.
Which is crazy. Which is true. But, you know, it's like, that was the vibe. And she goes, I didn't know I had to have sex with him. And the guy tried like fucking 8 times to have sex with her and then just went ahead and did it. And I shouldn't have laughed, but she was getting a bit agitated and she just kept going like, I just need some drink of coffee. And she had like an iced fucking latte in a glass cup. So every time she picked it up, it was like... And she goes, she even had to say, like, oh, he was much bigger than me. And she was like, I don't know, and I'm big. You know, she's like, I'm fucking big, like, but this cunt was fucking huge. But anyway, what I'm saying is massively uncomfortable to watch, regardless.
American unis produce a lot of them fucking, like, incel type lads, where they haven't got the ride first 2 years, so they just go absolutely mental.
Yeah, or they get this sort of Brock Turner fucking, I mean, see when people are talking about, like, white male privilege and all, there's places where it's fully fucking magnified, like,
yeah,
like if you're a white, you know, fucking, you know, old money fucking Connecticut fella,
mm-hmm.
That is fucking white, you know what I mean, you can like be born, you're loaded, you're gifted everything, your fucking college is paid for, you know, no matter what happens, fucking daddy replaces it. And when you graduate, you go straight into the firm that you're going to inherit.
Yep.
And you're worth fucking millions. Like, that's like white privilege.
Oh, I totally get it out there. Like, America's fucked the minute where, like, everyone's...
It's not white privilege when you're from a shithole.
Everyone's, like, against everybody at the minute out there. It's fucking insane. Like, it's, like, white privilege, fucking, like, racists, fucking, like, sexist. It's fucking... It's so weird, like, compared to out here.
Yeah, you can't fucking do anything right. There are certain things where it's just like, you just can't open your fucking mouth. Like,
just don't be a cunt.
We watched that. This is in Begley's house after we had a fucking Chinese, which I absolutely didn't need, fat cunt.
What did you get? Talk to me.
Well, we just got a big pile of stuff, but I think I had a special fried rice, which is my fave. And then there was also some noodles and some satay sauce.
Cheeky.
And a couple of wee chips, maybe. Felt like death. after I edit. So we watched that, and then we watched MasterChef. I don't know, Begley must have been watching it and just fucking carried on playing, resumed play. And the guy's like, all right, what we do? How pissed are those two fellas, by the way, all the time?
Oh, yeah.
I just love that. They obviously go out the back and drink like fucking 8 tens each and come back and like, all right, what's this now? What have we got?
That used to be a go-to hangover show for me. It's just great. Fucking MasterChef.
But they're cooking away. They were doing some banquet and they're like, oh, what are you doing for starter? And like, okay, we're doing a salmon and a fucking goat's cheese with avocado, all this bullshit. And he goes on to the main, they go, all right, we've got the fucking lamb over here, we're having a lamb, and then we've got the offal, you know, like offal, like fucking livers and shit like that. And the guy, it goes around to the guy, and he goes, what are we having? And he goes, okay, we're going to do this, and then we're going to do a stuffed pork faggot. And he goes, great, I love faggots. So, and it was almost like you've went, now, we've got the green light to say faggot, because the thing is actually called faggot. And he just would not stop saying, how are the faggots doing? How are the faggots? And then faggots said, oh, fuck, bang your faggots in the fucking oven. No, the faggots are burnt. We've burnt the faggots. Quickly on the faggots. How long for the faggots? I need two spare faggots. Where are they? Quickly. The faggot. Oh, my fucking faggots raw in the middle. I don't believe it. It's raw in the middle. Fucking faggots raw.
Yeah, you got the green light and he just fucking went ham of it.
Absolutely.
That's so funny.
Insane. Like, if there was a faggot counter in the corner, it would have just been going ring, ding, 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 ding.
The good drinking game.
Oh, it would? Let me just see. Pork faggot.
Interesting start touch through the day.
Mm-hmm.
Riley Reid, pork faggots.
I'd eat. Well, I bet you they're aisles. I bet you they're lovely.
Pork faggots.
Yeah.
It is addictive. Yeah, it's I totally get it.
What, you want to say it loads?
Yeah.
So that now that looks rank.
Wild game faggot.
So I think they take like the stomach fucking lining or something and then stuff it with all this mashed up shit.
I mean, no meat looks appetizing raw, but that looks especially disgusting.
Oh, that looks hectic. Look at that one.
The fuck is that? Look, see anything that drops out of the fucking tub like that and it's still in shape?
It's like
that
solid shape.
Disgusting.
I think it's frozen, but
shadefood.co.uk. That's the name of the site.
Quickly on the faggots. If I don't have two faggots in my mouth in fucking 2 seconds.
Mr. Brains, you asked for it. Now with more sauce. It's the top of the packet.
We've got lovely. It's full of faggot sauce. Right. When you hear this, right? I'm just telling the camera because you were there. What about our? I'm not even gonna say his name. Our sound man at Lavery's telling us that story.
Oh my god!
He comes. I'm gonna put sunglasses on for this. I'm scared. You know when someone's, you know, it'd be like me going, Aaron, when you hear this, you're just, you know, having a fucking chocolate milk and a pork faggot showing out, and then I tell you the worst thing you've ever heard.
It was awful.
I'm not even going to say where he lives because it's such a small country. This shit always gets back, right? He goes, he's the best voice ever.
Yeah.
He's literally like, oh, there's these ones live near me. And the woman's always in the shop, like, and the kids are kind of a bit, they're grown up, but they're not as developed as they should be. He's like, the kid's like 6 or something, can't talk at all still. And one of them walks a bit funny and on. One of them was at school and he was complaining about having a sore willy. And they got a nurse and whatever, and the parents came in and they took a look at the willy, and the kid had fucking genital warts.
Oh my god!
Right, and they were going, oh, they did. I don't know what they figured out, but apparently he'd be. I mean, now this is when red flag. I was like, this is taking a fucking sharp turn. Me and Aaron are just like fucking mouths wide open, like okay. He goes, so then they found out that the granda was actually assaulting the wee boy and had contracted genital warts from him. But then they later found out that the granda had actually had sex with the daughter twice, and that's why she has the two kids. So his dad's his granda. And we were just like, ah! What?
The story had no link to anything that was said previously.
We literally were like, oh, we got a new mic stand. That's good. Oh, blah, blah. Oh, nice shoes. Maybe like Vans. Have you seen a van shop in fucking Victoria Square? Da, 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 da. Anyway, there's a fucking fella in my town that fucked his daughter and had two kids.
Like, he matched, like, the general, like, in voice, like, the general, like, hype around conversation and then delivered the most disgusting, fucking weird, terrible thing you've ever heard in your life.
He's like, oh, the guy's in jail now. And all. I was like, I'd like to think so.
And this is like 10 minutes before we're about to start Lavery. So I have like new material swirling in my head. And I'm like, well, I can't think about anything else now.
And,
so.
I have like half an hour new material. I was like, well, wipe the slate clean because we're talking about good old rural incest.
Yeah.
I was like, trigger warnings?
Yeah.
I've never understood trigger warnings till that's when a trigger warning should be used, when you go, by the way, I'm going to tell you a story right now. It's the worst thing you've ever heard. So, bear down.
Can you imagine that guy was a doctor and he had to like deliver bad news?
Aye, the cancer's everywhere, but did you see Hollyoaks last night? I'll tell you what, sun's out, no, it's good to see it. No, it's been cold for the last while. You've brain cancer. I'm going to go for lunch here anyway. It's your new car, no, is it? Aye, would you go? Went for the petrol this time. That's a great fucking choice, no. Aye, that's good to hear. And all, your family's dying. They've all got AIDS.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! I just got Vietnam flashbacks. That I felt so awkward. I went to get a water that I didn't want at the bar.
Jesus!
So I got one water of ice, please.
Aaron's at the bar and
drinking to forget.
Aaron's at the bar and Lavery's like, do you have a chocolate milk?
I'm here. Sure. Great shout.
Great shout. Let me just see if I've got any more messages.
Chocolate milk on tap. And I tell you what, shout out to Delamere Dairy, because that is powerful.
Oh my. I'm just trying to screenshot some.
Screenshots. Bleh.
Disgusting. I've got a lot of questions here.
Oh yeah.
All right, let's go in the fucking questions. You cunt. I have a look at Chrissy Bowes having a shade. You know his ball bags down the toilet through the U-bend and halfway down the street there. The longest bollocks in comedy.
Queer bagging him, sir.
Quite the undulating satchel. What about the egg boy? These are the questions. Pete Nish. What's up, Pete Nish?
Went to school with him.
Terrible noise there. What about the egg boy from Australia? Do you see that?
Who do you scone ahead of it?
So there's like an Australian politician who is known to be fairly right-wing. But then all of Australia's fairly fucking right-wing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they all like fucking shrimp and the barbie, but they're all racist cunts, like, so.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway. So yeah, the wee lad just stood beside him, turned his phone on and was like, crack, hit him with an egg. And everyone thinks he's a goddamn superhero.
Because you disagree with somebody?
Don't know. I don't really fucking approve of any of the actions.
No, I don't know how I feel about that. Smash a yolk over someone's head, like.
Yeah, but he turns his phone on and he's like, oh, this would be fucking sweet for the gram, and then assaults a guy with an egg. You know, as sort of, you know, fight the powers that is. I just still think you're acting like a wee dick.
I agree.
It's not. Yeah. It's you're literally assaulting a guy, which, you know. You know, I hate that thing when people are like, use your words, but you have to. Because you just look like a wee cunt.
If that happened over here, you get shot.
Oh yeah, I like the way the guy turned around and just fucking gubbed him straight away.
Fucking Scon-Arling Foster in the head with a pack of scallions. Just fucking smash a packet of the pork faggots over Arlene's head.
Oh my god.
You get shot.
Burst into flames. For the rest of your life, you either had to listen to someone eating loudly with loads of mouth sounds and heavy breathing 8 hours a day, or have people asking you where Dan Watson is every 10 minutes.
Well, that's quite specific to you.
Probably just the...
Does eating noises annoy you?
Oh yeah.
Yeah?
I don't even like... Like, if me and Maureen are about, like, sometimes we'll, like, take her dinner and watch TV, which is the most tramp of all time, but I'll not start eating until she's put the TV on because I can hear myself eat.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
I used to do it pretty badly.
I actually don't even mind. Yeah, that fucking kills me. But like, I don't even mind like if you're eating something that's, say you're eating like really the crisps and they're like, I actually don't mind that because you know it's going to be loud. It's like if someone's like, you know, it does weird shit or like you can hear their teeth going together. I'm like,
people are into that though now. Huh? People are into that now though, you know, that ASMR shit.
Well, I'm whatever the opposite of that is. Like, if there's like any fucking weird tactile noise, if that's even a word, it drives me fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so fuck that. Why is Aaron so sexy? From Ellen's POV. Oh, shit. We got a blind girl. We got our first visually impaired girl. Look at that, sexy. Can you not see yourself on the fucking thing? Sit up the fuck.
Yeah.
You just crick. There you go.
There you go.
I wouldn't say sexy is the first vibe I get off you.
I wouldn't use that as the first 40 adjectives to describe me.
I think, you know, definitely you're probably attractive in somewhat, but sexy is not what you're giving out.
Like, I think it's like Mickey's bit where it's like, I'd be a fetish and I'd be the head of it. Like,
yeah, someone wants to put a bib on you and feed you with a plastic spoon. Big fat baby.
Oh, fuck. But I definitely fucking
slide in the DMs.
Yeah, MSN me or something, you know.
Send him a picture of your tits. Sir. The dude, by the way. It's a god. Why is Aaron so sexy? There you go. Heard it all now.
Yeah.
How would you feel to do an open air stand up gig like the one Tommy Tieran? What? Keep up the smashing work. Can't wait for the 11th. What's the 11th?
Oh yeah, did you see that? That special?
No.
Tommy Tiernan?
New?
Yeah, only a couple of years ago, like. But yeah, he did it in a fucking field somewhere, like.
Was that the one at, like, Electric Picnic?
Might have been.
Like in a tent?
No, it wasn't that. It was literally, like, there's nothing there. Like, he's in a field, like, with a PA system.
Open air. I would do an open air gig. I have done an open air gig before.
Mm-hmm.
At Stendhal Festival.
It looked like and sounds like it shouldn't work, but for him it looked fucking lethal. So.
Yeah, well, he's always doing weird shit. Yeah, I would do one. Yeah, of course I would do. I would do any gig that was good. Do you have the original UTV version of Yes Sir Mahmood? No, I don't. Seems to be taken off YouTube. Yeah, well, it was on the news, and then, because my video got so many hits, he was like, you need to take this down. And I went, well, the fucking news story with your actual faces up.
With the actual guy contacted you?
Yeah, years ago. Like, but he was like,
I never knew this.
But he was like, you need to take that down. And I was like, bro, you were on the news and the news clip is still up with your actual name. And I've made a piss take of that, which is a different name and it's me in it. So I'm like,
that's some, yeah, you
take down the video of the news, obviously. Like,
you fucking Harvey Specter to them there, like. It's a Suits reference. But yeah, I can't believe the actual guy got in contact with you. That's mental.
Why are Catholic birds fitter than prod birds? And that's from Jerry Adams.
What's the difference between a Catholic bird and a Protestant bird? Is their beak like closer to the edge or something?
He spelled Catholic C-A-L-T-H-H-I-O-C.
Unorthodox.
Catholic.
Catholic.
I don't know, are they?
I've never noticed a difference in any religion of birds whatsoever.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I couldn't tell you if a bird was a Fenian or a Hon.
Can't sling the pipe in anything. No matter what fucking sect you're from.
Even half a Jaffa birds, no sweat.
Yeah. Yeah, who gives a fuck what religion someone is?
Yeah. Half a Jaffa is such a weird thing because it's like the creativity ended halfway through that joke. Because I get that it's orange in the inside, but then what are you fucking, what's the Catholic thing about a Jaffa cake? Brown on the outside? Well, biscuit on the outside?
You're like half orange, but it is a lazy joke. But it's one of those things, it's like, why are you, you know, Ikea and Peele both have white mothers,
mm-hmm.
but they're two black guys.
Mm-hmm.
Black is the dominant gene.
Yeah.
It's like, it's like you would, if you were half, they would assume that the dominant bit is like the Catholic bit and you're half Jaffa.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like they would never be like, look at this fucking trickler deck over. I heard someone say that before and I was like, I'm pretty sure it's tricolor. I'm like, nah, trickler deck. I literally think my uncle said that. Sorry, I'm having a fucking stroke right now.
Uncler?
Unclings. I don't know. Who gives a fuck? If there's girls on ISIS, we get rode. I mean, into a crowd of people in a fucking Passat, but
I bet you beneath that burqa.
You get rode like a fucking moped with a grenade in it. Into a crowd of fucking school kids. I have a wee question for you. I'm currently in hospital.
Oh, fuck.
Getting back surgery. Your podcasts have kept me going. Well, you're welcome. What does that say? Aubergine ham. What does that say?
Aubergine ham?
I don't know what the fuck that says. Too many words in a row.
Oprah and Fraser new ham. Aubergine ham, the great.
Okay. Okay. Good luck with the back surgery, bro. Hope it goes well. Hopefully, getting a back implant. Question is, how do blind people know when to stop wiping their arses? Well, that's like they show the dog, don't they? That's the Jim Jefferies joke.
You wipe, you look. It's just a texture hanging on. You just know, like, you know.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah, I mean, you would get your anus would be like Daredevil's anus. It'd be very sensitive.
Yeah.
You could taste through your asshole probably at that point.
It'd be rashy.
Hit it with a baby wipe. You know what I mean? Wipe.
Dry. Hit it with a baby wipe.
Hit it with a baby wipe.
Smart. Peppers on my dick.
You would go dry wipe, wet wipe, dry wipe. Clean as a whistle.
There you go. Ready for the day, sir.
Ready to step out with that dog. Have you and Aaron ever been to any festivals? If you have any funny stories out of them. Also, love the podcast and stand up from both of yous and can't get enough of the Tim Westwood impression from Colin.
That is a quality impression.
No problem, baby.
No, but we should go to a festival. That one in the Netherlands I sent you looks unreal.
Mm-hmm.
Travis Scott,
hey.
Headlining.
Straight up. Probably shite live, but sure.
Yeah, but you know, you throw yourself in a mosh pit, lock of yolks in you don't even notice.
You're there for the beats. Went to see Aaron and Mickey and went to see Aaron and Mickey at Fanny's. Had a cracking time and was great to meet them. Give him a big kiss for me. Lord Firefox.
Oh, lovely guy.
Is this your buddy that was like, can't make it at an orgy?
Yeah.
Shout out to that guy.
And I was going to go if you could go and not participate. I'd love to go and see it.
No, it wasn't an orgy, was it? What'd you say?
Some sort of like an event like that. Orgy, gangbang. What's the difference between orgy and gangbang?
Well, we went into that. I think the gangbang is like a fucking multiple somethings on a something. Like six dudes, one girl.
Bro, I just forgot.
You were in a gangbang once?
No, man.
Oh, better. I forgot. I got big hacked on my 18th.
Yeah, we didn't get into Sally's because of it. But
you're covered in semen, boy. Get on home.
You must think I was fucking born yesterday, sir.
I fucking smell it after you.
You're covered in spunk. How much spunk have you had before you came here?
Just take a few yolks and a bottle of buckley like the rest of these cubs.
There's a new show on Channel 4 called Mums Make Porn.
Great!
And it is... It's Channel 4 just giving material out, like...
What is it? What do you mean mums make porn? Like they help their daughters make porn?
Mums Make Porn, Channel 4, look up. No, they get like a group of fucking like... Yeah.
Okay.
So they get a group of mums to fucking like meet in a room. And I haven't seen it yet, but my mate was telling me about it. And essentially they script the porno, they cast the porno. Yeah. So this doll here.
Listen to this caption. Sarah Louise threw up after watching the rape-based porn.
Yeah. So some of the dolls are like dirty whores, like
these ma's?
Yeah. And okay. Then some of the mums are like very Presbyterian, like very like relaxed about it. And one of the mums was like pitching her script and she was like, yeah, so we should do a gangbang, right? But like a consentful gangbang.
Okay.
And I was like, well, what other type of gangbangs exist? Obviously, you've got consent if you go to a gangbang. If you go to a gangbang,
yeah, if you've signed up and you're being paid for a gangbang, and there's like 8 dudes and a cameraman,
yeah,
I'm sure you fucking knew something about it before you got there.
Yeah, you don't land down and was like, I came here for the fucking car boot sale.
I thought we were watching a movie.
Yeah.
Oh no, these 8 dudes are gonna fuck you. Oh fuck.
Yeah, that's the thing about gangbangs. It's what it says in the tin, like.
Gang.
But yeah, so I haven't seen this yet, but it's something that I need to watch because, I mean, what's there not to love? Like Channel 4, king of making shows that are complete tripe, but you will watch it.
Like my first Edinburgh show, I literally had a bit about the ridiculous titles that they would bait you in with.
Oh, the man with no lips. You did?
Yeah, well, that was my piss take.
Hilarious.
Yeah, but it was all literally shit like fucking, you know, the man who gave birth to a fucking child or something. You know, it's like complete lies, and then you watch it, you go, no, it's obviously, it's a woman with a fucking beard.
Yeah.
You know, but 5 online datings. I was thinking about this earlier when I was thinking about like, I was listening to Christina Pajitsky on Tiger Belly, and she was like, do you know what I hate? Fat models. She was like, someone's gift is that they're born hot. Mm-hmm. You know, that they're gifted and they can work in an industry where they're lucky to be in there because they look good. And you fat bitches can just take that title now and be like, I'm a model too. Mm-hmm. But I was just thinking, like, it's the one sort of area of society where there's no advantage for the males. It's like, you know, you could be a plus size model and everyone's like, you're so brave and you're a representation of real women and you don't have crazy standards to meet. And a dude could turn around and be like, I'm a plus size model. And like, fuck up, you fat cunt.
Fat bastard.
You fat lazy fucking cunt. Can't go to the gym. You're sitting there eating fucking fish finger sandwiches. You fucking six titty pregnant pig cunt. I'm a plus size model. No, you're not. Fucking useless piece of shit. And then fucking Sandra over here is like, I'm body positive. As in, the scales are positive. Fucking maxed out.
Yeah, I totally agree.
You know, you can never, there's no plus. In fact, I remember Lucy, Maureen's sister, fucking tagged me in a thing. There was like an Italian plus size model who was a fella, and he looks like a worse version of me, if you can imagine that. Better beard though. By the way, I took my little, what little stubble I have, down quite low this week.
Mm-hmm.
And I put a photo up the other day of me and Maureen just on a walk. And everyone was like, fucking weight off, sir. Weight off. Someone was like, you look 16 in this.
Oh, I'm telling you, that's all you need. A haircut or a fucking shave.
I actually...
Boom.
I leave, like, sort of black hair on my face to give it some sort of colour. Because mm-hmm. if I shave it off, I look like Voldemort. Same as you. Remember I was saying you get a haircut and everyone's like, Jesus, he'd get red.
Yeah.
Just because you're fucking 2 stone lighter in your head.
I shaved this morning. And I either look homeless or like a newborn baby, because I don't keep anything. I always just shave it off.
Mm.
Like I'll shave because of Instagram DMs. People DM me going, "You fucking shave that thing, sir."
Who's I'll saying
like,
that?
To be fair, I don't really like
your dad. A load of bot accounts.
It's my dad. A load of troll accounts.
Yeah. Give him a big kiss for me. There you go. Shout out to Lord Firefox.
Good lad,
slinging pipe all around London. If you could do a tattoo on each other, what would it be and why? Oh, I whitened my teeth this morning, or yesterday, and they're fucking aching.
Oh, are you like breathing air and it's like fucking...
Oh, what tattoo would you give me, Aaron?
Probably something like Fat Joe lyrics.
Turn the fucking mic on!
Or something of that descriptor. I don't know, something funny. You want, like, if you're going to do something like that, you go like what Shane and Dave did. And something that like has a story behind it, like the Todd Father.
Yeah, that's a weird tattoo, isn't it? Where's in the back of his hamstring?
Yeah, it's fucking massive too. Like,
I would see like in the back of your hairline here.
Uh huh.
Is my neck all red still?
A wee bit, yeah.
Fuck, I think I shaved my head and went to jiu-jitsu and had the fucking gi pulled off me. And my fucking back of my neck is like raw.
The gi pulled off me.
I would get, just on your hairline, I would get them to do like a wee label.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was coming out the side, like it was a label on a wig or a piece of clothes. And it just says 9XL. For the crack, like.
There was a guy that lived in that house that I was in. He had odds tattooed just up here. And
odds?
Yeah. Have you ever played odds? Like, say I go like, odds are you fucking doing this or whatever? And then you give me like a number, fucking ballpark, like, oh, 1 to 10, or if it's something that you really don't want to do, 1 to 100. And then if I guess the number that you're thinking of, you have to do it.
Where is he from?
Well, this guy was from Australia, but was living in America.
What?
It's a thing like odds. So basically what happened was...
He has the word odds on his arm?
Yeah. So it's a game people play where they fucking say like, oh, odds you fucking like... odds you down the rest of that pint. And you're like, I don't want to down this pint, so I'll make the odds like massive so I don't have to do it. But this guy was like, odds that you get odds tattooed in your arm. And he said 1 to like 200 or something stupid. And then they went 1, 2, 3. And they both went 35. And he had to get that tattooed in him now. So he's just got odds tattooed up here.
If you both guess the right odds.
Yeah, you have to do whatever the person propositioned.
All right, I've never heard of that my entire fucking life. Also.
Millennial shit.
That is, yeah. Get a fucking job, will you? Odds. I've literally never heard that in my life. I've heard people saying, you know, like, what's a batchy fucking something? But not like.
For actual bookies.
I didn't know it was like a game where you're like, odds, 1 to 100. And then if.
See, on that topic, is there actually anything in being a tipster for betting, like for horses? How do you know? How can you go, oh fuck sure, see number 67, you know, Farley's Rusk, good horse, good strong horse, I'd put 20 quid in that. How do you know?
Like, I don't know, I think you just have to be deep in the game, like.
Just never leave Ladbrokes.
But then there's also just the element of...
Because you can buy tips. You buy tips and then you put that tip on your horse.
Like UFC.
So you're already down money.
Like, I don't know how you could be a...
UFC I get because...
It's only two people.
Yeah,
yeah, like I if it's a horse that. Race, there's still a chance the thing just trips and breaks its fucking neck.
Yeah.
You know, you can't really control that.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Or if the horse fucking freaks out or something. Or yeah.
Don't know. It's like... Have you ever seen Casino?
Yeah.
Probably the best film of all time.
With Joe Pesci.
Yeah, call my friend the faggot. Pork faggot.
Pork faggot.
General Banter, Dead on Mafia snapbacks coming. Your last merch drop was so sexy. I need to go speak to a guy about samples for hats because it is difficult to get hats.
Mm-hmm.
Difficult. And they're also dear, I'm not going to lie to you. So if they're the same as the hoodies, they're just, you can't avoid the dearness. So it's like, if I get hats done, they may well be fucking £40 or something. Like, they're just so dear. Unless you're getting, like, thousands made.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get hats, you buy the hat, and then you have to get it embroidered or fucking labelled and all that shit. And then it costs you, like, fucking £26 to make a fucking one hat.
What's the standard price of a hat for someone who can't wear hats? It's about for 40 quid, isn't it?
Yeah, good ones, like.
Yeah, so fuck it. That's just the price they are.
Like, 35 is about the price for, like, a new snapback of some sort.
Yeah.
Like a Carhartt snapback or something.
Yeah, if you're getting a nice embroidered one, yeah.
Yeah. Best scary movie I've ever seen from James McKegney.
Don't know if it's to do with the quality of it, but I remember the first time seeing Nightmare on Elm Street. And it was one of those ones where, like, your house is, all the lights are out, and you're walking around weird.
Yeah. That fucked me up too. Nightmare on Elm Street.
This was back when MTV showed movies as well.
Mm.
That's how I remember watching it. I watched it by mistake.
I remember there was a Freddy Krueger, like, tape in our house, and it was always like, don't you watch this? And of course you're like...
Well, of course I'm going to watch it now.
I'm going to watch it the second you fucking look away, because there's titties in it. But,
Right, there was titties in it?
Yeah, that freaked me out. Fuck. Like the girl on the bed that's on fire, that one?
Yeah.
Squirt, squirt. I'm going to Google that, see what it looks like. Get my pork faggot in my hand.
But see, though, most, like, scary films that are made nowadays, some of them have, like, they're cracking films, like, but they're not scary.
Yeah, well, I think people have...
Nightmare Elm Street naked.
I don't know where to go with that. Oh, look at that.
There's a collection of tits here.
Terrifying.
Scary tits.
Scary teats. She's got those underwater wild tits.
Haunted ditties.
I think people just very quickly pick up on the patterns of, like,
yeah,
of horror film.
Well, it most of it's not, it's like not actually scary. It's here, those are slopping 90s tits.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you will not see women's breasts like that.
No,
ever again.
They are scoopable.
That is pure 90s. And oh, hello.
Oh, hold on
straight,
a second.
Straight the fucking
clicked the link, went right to Pornhub.
God damn, here we go. Some fucking,
I just wanted to get you alone for a second. I mean, look, I really like you. Do you like me? I know this sounds crazy, but I make up excuses to come into the ward every day just to see you. Look, I could get into a lot of trouble for this, but I know you won't say anything, will you?
This guy's about to fucking empty here.
Would you not, like?
Oh, why? I'm a big fan of that sort of 80s, 90s look. She was round one of boob jobs in the 90s, like. But yeah, you do not see tits like that.
No.
And also, this is before, like, the fat arse came in the mainstream.
Yeah. Check out those adverts coming in. Julia, 22 years, sent you a message. I remember I was trying to watch, like, someone's stand-up special the other night, and it just came up. It just came up, the adverts in the top-hand side. It was like, young Asian woman looking for a man in Londonderry. And it was like a picture of a woman who would never be in those parts whatsoever.
It's so funny. I know, I put one on Instagram one day, made me laugh. It was literally like, you know, like, there are MILFs in Portadown looking fucked.
Porn adverts now are so aggressive. There's like this game or something, where, and the advert's like, you won't last 5 seconds.
Yeah.
You're gonna smoke everywhere.
You're gonna fucking empty out a bottle of yop in 10 minutes. Fuck, do you know what? There was some movie on there. Do you know who is beyond hot?
Your name on it. Nightmare now. I'm straight. A lot more tits than I remember.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of dids here, like.
No.
Freddy Krueger just fucking going after the lookers.
Jennifer Connelly back in the day. Jesus Christ. maybe one of the hottest people of all time. Very possibly. Squirt in my... we'll just leave that there for the boners. Let me get these last questions out of the road. What time is it? Fuck, we have to go in about fucking...
to Newcastle, sir.
Half an hour. I need a wash. What's the most cultiest thing you've ever seen?
Ooh, great question.
Look at that, wouldn't you? Orgy scene, what film is that? Magnolia or something?
Fuck,
Bush and everything. Jesus Christ, the night. What the fucking thing I sent you the other day?
which thing?
I was just like, I just scrolled past this on Facebook and it was like, the caption on it was like, if it doesn't jiggle, it's not real or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent it to you and you're like, well, that's me with a full-blown root and just like sitting in fucking in a cupboard somewhere in some office.
I remember that, yeah.
What the fuck was, what was the girl's name? Hang on. Let's see if, where was the last time I sent you something? Just a couple of perverts looking at stuff. That one?
Yeah.
I mean, a bear.
Jiggle, jiggle.
Someone.
That's ridiculous. Like.
I mean,
that's not even right, sir.
You know, she would be a nightmare about you.
She'd wreck your life.
Oh yeah, you'd fucking.
There's girls with a certain level.
You'd end up driving a Ferrari you couldn't afford into a wall, waxing drunk, because she's
awful.
Oh, look, McCartney tagged in a wee thing here.
Good lord.
Savagely funny and a cute tour. James McKegney and myself will be opening for him in Newcastle and Galway. There we go. Look at that poster. Who designed that? Me.
Swag. Only man for the job, sir. Most culture thing I've ever seen. It's definitely Oma's so culture, so it's hard to pin down one. But I do remember one time an overheard in Cafe Nero, and me and Tim were in getting a coffee, and behind us, like, some guy had a loud enough volume of audio just went fucking. He was like looking at the caramel shortbread, and he's like, "Fucking, not sure how long to take out a fucking mortgage for a slab of shortbread."
I think the first cultiest thing I ever seen might have been the cultiest, which is like the last day of school, and some, because my school was kind of in the country, like, not Tyrone culture, but yeah, like, you know,
there's leaks this, like,
yeah, but the guy, a guy just drove his tractor to school.
Was it in like mug up there or something? Did you just have that?
Something, it wasn't called that, but it was, yeah, we had like a fucking crazy day, but like, they didn't call it crazy day either, but yeah, they did some mad shit, but yeah, this cunt just fucking rolled up on a tractor, parked in the headmaster's space, just to be a mad cunt.
I love that. It's like the culty purge.
Yeah. Ha ha, you'll not catch me. How many potential school shooters did you go to school with? Oh, loads.
Yeah, there was a right few in the academy as well.
That's them birds out there.
So that's like something of a horror film.
Shitting all over my car. Aaron McCann or Jerry McCann? You've watched the McCann?
Oh, right? No. It's too long for something that I know that's already what's already happened.
Like, I was Titanic?
I was telling you, though. I was...
No, you have to watch it, though, because there's so many like theories within it.
Madeline is missing.
He sounds like Lemmy. That's what cracks me up.
I was telling you, though, it was pretty...
Madeline.
I was very stoned looking for it one night, and couldn't find the documentary. I was like, oh, well, there's a little bit of irony in this. Sure. Mm,
yeah. I've been searching for hours for this weekend.
There'll be some party, though, if she comes back.
Aye.
If they find her.
And as the guy said, God forbid she's hot.
She'll be doing appearances in nightclubs all around England. Come get a picture of Madeline.
Is Aaron coming to Newcastle tonight? We have Buckfast. Keep up the cracker banter. Dave the Vapor. You on the drink? Are you off the drink?
I don't even know how I feel about drinking at the moment, to be honest.
Nah, I'm fucking done. I'm done with it. I've just told myself I don't drink anymore.
But see, I think by you doing that, you'll last a while long time. Like, you'll probably last a while long time not drinking.
But I don't... if it could last a long time, I would honestly love to just get to the point where I don't think about it. And just, I'm like, nah, I can't be arsed. Can't be arsed drinking.
There was one time I went off it for like 7 months. And you don't miss it, like.
No.
Once you're so far gone from it, you don't really give a fuck, like.
Opinions on people age 75 parking / driving. Swear does my head in something shagging.
I can't give it any opinions on parking.
Well, literally today I was driving towards a bit of a crossroads junction.
Mm-hmm.
And this outlaw in a fucking, I don't even know what car it was. One of those cars you're like, I wouldn't even know where to buy a car that was such a granny car. And she looked, and she looked again, and then she seen me. And then she was staring at me for a good few seconds, and then she went, "Now's the time," and then she just floated out into the fucking thing. And it's just like, I think you get to an age where your reaction times are shit, plus you're driving like a wee granny car that doesn't have the acceleration to fucking get out of danger.
Mm-hmm.
So she basically just rolled into the fucking middle of the road at about 0.5 mile an hour, and I had to go like slow way down. She just like didn't even look. Could have easily just plowed straight into her, like,
Jesus Christ.
But then, suppose at that age, you're like, who gives a fuck?
You know? You're ready to die.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. I'm just going to sail into this crossroads, blind. Recently moved to Edinburgh and will likely be here for most of the fringe. Any advice on what to do, how to make the most of it?
Oh my God.
Well, if you live in Edinburgh, you'd probably be sick to death of it by about the fucking fifth day in.
Gone, let me sleep on your sofa. How about that?
Yeah, Becky, fucking...
I'll pay you cash. No,
shift over and let the big man in.
I'm not even joking. Edinburgh, if you're like... We'll see when you take out doing stand-up out of it. Like, if you're just there for the rip, there are a few places that are better crack.
It's great, like, it's great city.
It's really good crack. Like, just go see a fuck ton of stand-up and get pished.
Make the most of the free shows.
Oh, why? Because there's some fucking absolute belters, like. There's some people that know how to make a profit at the fringe, like. Dame O'Clark's one of them, like. He'll just roll up at a free
Paul
venue.
Paul Curry.
Fucking land down, like, and make a shit ton of coin. Yeah, no, you'll have a great time.
I think...
come see my show
in
as
fact,
well.
In fact, there are two people definitely... Go see... Dame, if he's there, and Paul Curry. Brilliant. Like, they always do like free shows, don't they?
Yeah.
Usually, some of them do like a paid and a free. Where's this video? Did I see it?
What's the video?
I hate these clickbait things where you're like, shh, play the fucking video.
It's down at the very bottom.
Of course, no signed cock. Okay.
Click, don't allow. Or whatever.
Oh, sorry. didn't even see that. No.
Oh, you fucking cunt. That is a bastard of a webpage.
What is this website? Anyway, we're not going to see that. Fucking cock.
Is it just like a cyclist wiping out?
Yeah, the guys, they're obviously slobbering at each other, and then the guy, like, the guy fucking breaks, and the cyclist goes in the back of the windscreen, smashes it.
Slams in there.
Anyway, not worth it. Let me see. Here we go again. Down here. See if it works. Eat my ass.
You bastard.
Okay, you have a site that
you bastard.
Doesn't work. You fucking...
For fuck's sake.
For fuck's sake, my Madeline. Trying to eat my dinner. Stop going missing, you cunt.
Click the fucking thing.
All right, bro. Guy's chasing him.
Yo! What are you doing, bro? Are you alright?
So why is it, Eddie? It's a queer day for it.
That's the next video of the place.
Called Jean American deleted some scenes.
Look at her.
Do I have some yolk?
You are.
I think the black girls took a real shine to you.
I am some yolk. I don't know what that means. Instagram, Snapchat, everything.
Bebo?
I'm Diamond White.
Instagram. You got Bebo?
No, but I'll get it for you.
I'll put you in my top 16. Huh. Hell yeah. Where right.
I'm very fucking famous.
You're very famous?
I'm here. I'm here.
Where, Fenton? I'm from Tyrone. Tyrone?
You know, sometimes we...
She was some yoke.
She was some yoke.
Where fucking dumper on her.
I must say it now.
Maureen's sister. Susie
mm-hmm.
was at the dentist and she was getting like teeth straightening or something or looking into it anyway. Then they were like, oh yeah, you've got something with your teeth are a bit forward or something. And she goes, which mainly only like black people have. So we've been calling her Susie Black Teeth for a couple of days.
I mean, when I went to get braces, first I went into my orthodontic and he put them on, whatever, and he's like, now listen, don't be eating any salads for the rest of the day. Don't be eating any salads. Like, kind of calm down. It. And my mate Brian rang me up and was like, do you want to go get a fucking Subway, lad? And I went, I don't bother. Went on the Subway, got a fucking BMT. Chung! Snapped immediately. Had to go back in and be like, I don't know what happened there or what occurred, but they've snapped immediately. And he's like, I told you not to be eating fucking salads, didn't I? And I'd never felt more ashamed when I've been a fat cunt.
He's like, there's fucking... chicken teriyaki stuck in your teeth there, you prick. Probably too late. Was back at Lavery's for the first time in 2 years since moving away. It was fucking epic and even better than I remember. Where were your first gigs and how did they go? Can you remember any of your material? And would you let us hear it on the podcast? Look at the fucking freeze frame there. Yeah, the pavilion. It was a lot of like the pavilion and fucking shit like that. I don't really... I got a bad bite. Loose Women, I can remember that. Well, that's about it.
My first gig was Dailies. And it was just one of those things. Like, the MC will always kind of like help you out. They'll be like, yeah, this guy's doing his first gig, whatever. And then, you know, just a big old help with a putty laughs for the little boys.
Yeah.
First jokes. I definitely had a bit about writing Carl Vorderman in a dream. But I can't remember. It wasn't funny at all, like, but I can't remember what the fuck it was.
I'm listening. I'd read Carl Vorderman and
Spunk.
Hey, we gotta, take a shower in the next 15 minutes. We gotta get the fuck out of here.
Beale, sir.
Gross. Right, we're gonna get out of here. Cheers for listening. Cheers for watching. You know, there was no Culture Strip Club this week, but we'll figure something out. And I'll be back Tuesday. Buy a ticket for the Odyssey, congas.com. Follow the ticket link. Anything to add?
Buy a ticket to one of the tour shows.
Yeah, mine.
Fuck that guy.
Tour announced on Monday as well, guys. The Safe Space Tour.
Get on it.
Hitting all the hot spots. In a skillin.
Yes.
Down Patrick.
Yes.
Lord.
Yes.
You name it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. In a skillin.
Right, no, I said that. Right, we're out of here. What's sold out? O'Daly's.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, buy a ticket for Aaron's tour. He sold 13 tickets across 48 venues. So. Yeah, we're out of here. We're out of here. I will play a song at the end, but I've already demonetized my whole fucking life. I've played that many songs. Put the fucking mic on! Right, I'll let you try one of these giant hats now, will I?
Best luck.
See you later.